when you say to them, we want to get out in the provinces, and we want to put these out here, we want extra propaganda, we want extra USIA, we want extra radio programs, we want to tell them what we're going to do for them, what hope there is, what the future is for the average fella. He said, I handle all that myself. He won't do it. He's asked for a new CIA man, and we gave him to him. He doesn't use him and won't show him the messages. We sent him a new chief of mission, one that he had asked for, one of two or three that he'd asked for. He gave a list of names. They selected him. He got to where he won't talk to him now. It's a very serious problem, and almost you have to every 3 or 4 weeks get either Rusk or McNamara or somebody to go out and get agreement on 4 or 5 specific things, and then go back and check a month later to see if he's doing them. Now, we're going to have another meeting with him. We have resolved none of these things. We've reached no conclusion on any of them. We're not ready to have a declaration of war or war by executive order. We are trying every way we can to soup up what we've got and stabilize it, and to find some way to call upon people to help us preserve the peace and have some diplomatic programs and political programs instead of just sending out to 20 extra planes. They're meeting on that. Rusk is going by there from the funeral with that definitely in mind. He's going to try to get him to agree that we go into all these provinces, all these hamlets with civilian leadership. That we go to the people with a very beefed up radio programs to the people themselves, that we try to give them some hope, that we launch some offensive in the way of conferences ourselves, that we get the Canadians to go in and tell Hanoi that our objectives are very limited, that we can do all right with them that we don't want to take them over, and we don't want to be the power in that part of the world, that all we want to do is get them to leave these other folks alone. And then they'll do better by that. And we're going to talk to Pearson today in New York about getting the Canadians to go into Hanoi that front. We're going to Khrushchev with suggestions as to what we think that they ought to do and can do. We're going to London trying to open some new diplomatic routes and approaches, which we haven't advertised, but Bundy is there with that in mind. Now, that, just to be perfectly frank with you, you haven't got anything for a fellow like Dillon or a fellow like Johnson. You could be working. I asked the other day if you were, and they said no, and I said, well, you use your judgment, but I think you ought to get them back with this small group that's trying to originate and conceive of some of these approaches. They haven't got them yet. That's the trouble. State just hasn't got the program. Bob McNamara comes back and makes his recommendations. Lodge doesn't carry them out. And State, I have suggested practically all the things that are being considered.
That's a big advance even over the last 5 days.
I wish you, if you're going to be here, I wish you'd get in with Bundy when he gets back here, and they ought to come back from this conference when Russ gets back here with some more definite programs. Now, I have talked to the Congress, and I'm telling you, it's going to be very difficult to wage much more effort out there than we are with any of their approval.
Yes, I can see that.
The Mansfield is just, you know, he's for pulling out. Humphrey said, well, we're not doing any good. The Frank Churchy said, we don't want any part of it. The Dick Russells and the 20-odd in that group say we ought never been in there, and the French found that out, and we didn't go along with the 54 Accords, and what the hell are we doing in there anyway, and Dulles and Eisenhower oughtn't have got us in there, and we oughtn't have stayed. And yet when you go to reason with them and say, well, how in the world are you going to get out? They'll say, God, if some government had asked us to get out, it'd be wonderful, but it's saddening to talk to them about it. So summarizing what I think we do, our thinking is very much the same. I always feel comforted by Dillon's approach. I haven't sent him in on any of the working groups, and I didn't know whether you had been working on them or not. I asked Mac Bundy and told him two or three days ago to tell you that we'd like to have you if you would feel to.
I'd be glad to, and I think it.
I think it's most hottest thing we've got on our hands, and the most potentially dangerous.
Yeah, I didn't want to, put myself in that.
You put yourself in everything that you've ever been doing. Just forget that stuff. Now, I've told you that about three times. You're wanted and needed, and we care, and we must have all the capacity we have and all the experience. And you just go and do it like you did it last August, this August, and wear the same hats, and you even needed more than you were. So just handle it that way. Now, I wouldn't say that if I didn't mean that, and I don't need to say it, and I just say much obliged and thank you if I didn't want it. I sincerely want it and genuinely want it. And, they're never going to separate us as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you.
And if any of my people ever contribute to it, why, I'll get rid of any one of them that we can put the finger on. And so I would get into that. And
well, could I make I don't know what's this, and speaking frankly about it, this, when I talked to Bob McNamara, I don't know, 5 or 6 days ago, he didn't feel at that time that there really had been any the coordination. He's getting his job done, as he always does, but as far as getting the political program and what needed to be done, it wasn't being done at that time. The way you discussed it here, obviously a lot has been accomplished. I think that that group that met on Cuba and some of these other people in government, as you know, are smart people, and if they could perhaps be brought together and just go through some of these matters to see if somebody has an original idea, that I think that that, which would then be presented to you, it could be helpful in stimulating some of this thought.
They are going to meet with Lodge the early part of the week. Rusk and the task force and Westmoreland, and who's taking Harkins' place, and Harkins coming back here, they think it'll be a little better relationship with Lodge than has been, and they think that Westmoreland is, they're pretty high on him, everybody. They ought to have something the middle of the week to people start chewing on. Then we'll get the task force and the little group together, and I'll raise a question with Bundy again to give you a ring.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. I'll send over these memos.
Fine. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.